Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today, and we are picking up where we left off yesterday. And we've been looking at the fact that there's limited power against you, not unlimited power. The devil does not have unlimited power against you. In fact, you are over him in Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus, we have overcome, and we are now in the authority. Now, we looked at the fact that Jesus was tempted in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, was yet without sin, because the devil tried everything he could, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, which is mentioned in 1 John 2:16. These are the rotten fruits of the world, and the devil tried to use them against Jesus, and he tries the same thing against you and I. He did that with Adam and Eve, and he was successful. She saw the tree, it was desirable, and she wanted to be like God. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So we see that the devil tests and tempts each of us, trying to get us off our godly assignment, whatever it is. Even while you've got another job, if you're not in full-time ministry, you still have a godly assignment. So he is not with unlimited power, and you can overcome him. He comes again because he left Jesus for a season after Jesus overcame the devil with the Word. We have the same weapons, the Word.
Don't be afraid of the devil. When you get up in the morning, he needs to start taking Prozac. That's how it should be. Rather than you get up in the morning, instead of saying, "Way God, it's another great day," you say, "Oh God, it's morning." You don't want that. You want him to say that. He must know that you are over him. Amen. He needs to know the fact that Jesus said, "You can lay hands on the sick and you can cast out devils." Did he not say that? He said, "You can cast out demons." Who's got the power? Who's got the authority here? We have, not him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So don't be afraid of the devil, because you got the same weaponry that Jesus used to defeat him. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. By believing Satan has limitless temptations and abilities, we end up in trouble. Well, how do I believe that? How do I believe he's got limited? When you say things like, "I'll never be healed," "I can't afford it," "I've always had that problem," "When they get rid of people at work, I'll be one of them in the queue, in the line," right? "I always get the flu. My relationships never work out." When you start talking the language of the curse and bypass the language of redemption, which says instead of "I'll never be healed," you say, "By his stripes, I'm already healed." Instead of saying, "I can never afford it," you say, "He became poor so I can become rich." And instead of saying those things that line up with a curse, you say the things that line up with redemption. Amen. It's our decision. So some of us might have to learn a new language. I remember I had to. You must understand, I had two steakhouses and a coffee shop. And I'm telling you, in a kitchen, in a steakhouse, whew, everything flies, not just the bird. I'm telling you, you would think that you are working with sailors. And I had the language of a sailor. And I had to get rid of that language and get it out of my system. And I had to learn a new language. So, you know, some people can't speak without saying the F word. You're watching television, you're reading the newspaper. I can't. You know, my parents used to give us a newspaper to learn English. because they were they wrote articles, perfect English, no doubt about any word. There wasn't going to be anything wrong in the word, you know. But now, it's crazy. So you have to retrain yourself to get out of the old language and get the new language in.
Yes.
It took some time. But I tell you what, it's worth it.
Yes,
it's well worth it.
Amen.
And so now when I'm on the golf course and they're talking about their sickness, I say, hey, I never get sick. Praise be to God. By these stripes, I'm healed.
Amen.
You don't have to agree with people.
Amen.
Don't agree, but they're my buddies. Don't agree with them. Teach them.
Yes.
Help them.
Hallelujah.
And some of them are saved. Amen. And so now, by speaking what we believe, because what you say in your mouth, out of your mouth, is what you actually believe. What comes out of your mouth is what you believe. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10. I'm going to read it from the Voice translation. Same verse, 13. Watch here. Any temptation, trial, affliction, calamity you face will be nothing new. But God is faithful and He will not let you be tempted or enticed beyond what you can handle. But He always provides a way of escape so that you will be able to endure and keep moving forward. See, the devil wants to stop you in your tracks, get you to camp in misery. God wants you to just rumble by like an 18-wheeler. Just go. Amen. And here's the thing you have to do. Have you ever stopped in your trials and temptations to ask God to show me the way out according to that scripture when you're being tempted? Have you ever stopped and said, Lord, your word says you'll always make the way of escape. Show me my way of escape right now. Because my way may be different than your way. And God has personal interest in you. Each individual, He's personally interested in all of us. So when you come to Him and say, Lord, because He knows, listen, our personalities, our DNAs, they're all different. Our fingerprints, they're all different. And what upsets you might not bother me. And what bothers me might not bother you. So you've got to go to Him and say, Lord, your word said in 1 Corinthians 10, 13, that you will always make a way of escape. Now, you also said you're not a man that you can lie, and you will watch over your word to perform it. So I'm calling upon you right now, and I'm reminding you of your word. The Bible says remind God of His word. He wants to know you know it. You see, He's not forgetful. And so you remind Him of His word and say, Lord, you said, yeah, and we know you cannot lie, and that show me, Gerard Curry, personally, the way I'm going to get out of this mess. And then wait on the answer. And I'm telling you, it will come. It comes every single time. Now, you might not like the answer. Go and say, sorry. But you don't know what they did to me. Yes, Peter, 7 times 7? Yeah. How many times should I forgive? 7 times in one day? No, big boy, 70 times 7. You might not like what He tells you to do. Stop doing that. You know, cut out the X-rated or the R-rated. You might not like the answer, but the answer He gives you is the way out of whatever situation you're in.
Amen.
He will always give you a way out. And not only does He give you a way out, He's given you the grace to overcome that test, that temptation, that trial, and He's given you the Holy Spirit. And He's given you the Word of God. And so like Jesus used the word of God to stop the devil in his tracks and get him to run off, you've got that same word.
Yes, amen.
He says in 1 Peter 5, 7 and 8, He says, you resist the devil and what? He'll flee. Resist the devil and he shall flee from you. And the devil goes about, remember, like a roaring lion. It sounds bad. It sounds big. And Eve heard that roar. It can sound nice. Do you really want to be like God? That was a big roar to Eve. And look at the results from her falling for that roar. But by the same token, He said, if you're really the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. That roar became a whimper.
Amen.
You choose, roar or whimper. You're going to have the devil whimper as he runs off.
Yes.
He says, they'll come against you one way, but they'll flee seven different ways. Come on now. You have the responsibility. You have the ownership of your own mind. You have the ownership of your own life. You can choose yes or no. You can choose do it or don't do it. You can choose receive God or don't receive God. You can choose heaven or you can choose hell. Totally your decision. You can choose sick or you can choose well. You can choose victory or you can choose defeat. You can choose broke or you can choose prosperous. Your decision, your choice. God said all authority in heaven, that's everything everywhere, and earth all over has been given to me. Now you go in that authority and you cast out devils. You lay hands on the sick and you pray in other tongues, and if something attacks you, it's not going to harm you. Can you believe that? Can you walk in that? Can you act like you're a man of God, a woman of God? God said, thus saith the Lord. We need to start going around saying, thus saith the Lord. And even when it's people that love you and you love them and they say, oh, the devil's got one on me, you say, thus saith the Lord. If you love them, you'll tell them. But Pastor, I don't want to offend anybody. You already have. You already offended everybody. All right. And listen, these tests can be a number of things. Low self-esteem. Someone abused you as a child. It's very real. These are very real things. A messy divorce. I mean, we're talking serious stuff here. And the devil just wants to get you to camp in that divorce. He wants you to camp at the lawyer's office. He wants you to hear them saying, once again, she gets the children. Oh my God, he will just play that video over and over and over again. Then you'll get sick and they'll say it's COVID. And instead of standing and saying, whoa, by the stripes on his back, we'll sit there and let him play the video over for you again and again. And you'll see yourself being carted off to the hospital. You'll see yourself full of needles and injections. You'll see yourself, he'll show you, he'll give you a picture of you in the ambulance. He'll give you a picture of you dying, and then he'll show you the funeral, and only 20 people came. Yeah. And then he'll say, replay, and he'll play it again. And he'll play it again. And God said, you take those thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. What did Christ say? By the stripes in his back, I'm healed. I will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Psalm 118:17. Come on.
Yeah.
Get the word of God in you and get it coming out of you. Say, Lord, put the word in me and put me in the word.
Yes.
You need to ask him. Give me a desire for the word like I've never had, and let the word reside in me and I reside in it. He said, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will ask me what you will and it will be done unto you. John 15:7. If you abide in me and I abide in you, if the word, you abide in the word and the word abides in you, you will ask me what you want and it will be done for you. So he's saying once again, line up with the word. When you're in line with the word, God promised, I'll watch over my word to perform it. You can overcome anything, any disaster, any tragedy, any lie from the devil. You are the winning person, not him. And in these times we're coming into right now, I'm telling you, you better be able to stand on the devil's neck, because he's coming full ball right now. It's like a runaway train. Can't stop this thing. You watch what's going down. You better be strong. You better know who you are.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4955.